Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs. And one of the hottest names, one of the hottest players in this area that folks are paying attention to this week. Now a member of the Minnesota Twins, the former South Dakota State Jackrabbit, Caleb Thielbar. Caleb, congratulations. A wild week for you.
Yeah, it sure was. Thank you.
Monday, you knew at noon you were heading to Atlanta. What were your thoughts on the flight from Atlanta, from Rochester to Atlanta, getting ready for the Twins game?
Honestly, it was just kind of a, it was just such a whirlwind to even get to the airport. Really, there. I mean, I was getting calls, texts, whatever, the whole time I was sitting at the airport. So, having to get on the flight and turn my phone off was kind of a time just to clear my head and get a little nap in before I got to Atlanta and had to play the game that night.
After you found out that you were getting called up, who was the first person that you contacted?
I always call my dad first when I got moved up levels and everything, and then my mom. But yeah, I told my roommates on the road in Lehigh Valley where we were. So I don't know. It was just a cool experience, really.
When they brought you in, did you get the sense that they were going to bring you up to the club?
Not really. I mean, I just didn't know how it was going to work because, I mean, obviously we were playing in the National League ballpark and they need as many position guys as possible with all the double switches that go on. So I really didn't think it was going to happen, I mean, this soon because, I mean, we have a few National League series coming up. So,
and I know you can hit. Remember your senior year, you batted 1,000. So, I mean,
you can, one for one.
Yeah, you can. I know you can hit, right?
not too great. I don't know how I'd do jumping in against a guy throwing 90 plus. So,
what did Rick Anderson say to you? You know, in preparation for that game against Atlanta, your first time out.
Basically, just go out there and have fun and don't change anything, really. I mean, it's just go out there and throw strikes and let the guys get themselves out.
Because of the time that you found out on Mondays, we're talking with Caleb Thielbar, former SDSU star, now a member of the Minnesota Twins here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Because of the time that you found out on Monday that you were going to go to Atlanta, you get on the plane. When do you get to the ballpark? Do you get to the ballpark before the game's going on, or do you get after the game started?
No, I got there. I think it was a 7:10 game, and I think I got there at about 6:45. I mean, I got off my plane at about 6:20 or so, and got my luggage right away, and jumped in a cab and got there as fast as I could. But yeah, one of the more veteran guys just told me, you know, take your time, get something to eat, do whatever you need to do to get ready to possibly pitch tonight. So it was good to hear that, so I was able to take my time, and I ended up getting out to the bullpen about the second or third inning.
So when he said possibly get ready to pitch,
uh-oh,
you kind of had an idea that you might be able to get into the game on Monday?
Well, I mean, usually when they move you up, I mean, they move you up because they always need help, like, right away. So, I mean, there's never really a time off to really settle down and get a breather when you get moved up levels.
Talk about yesterday. You gave up a couple of walks, but still, you haven't allowed any runs, one hit. What was yesterday like on the mound?
It had a little bit of a mechanical issue for the first guy, and then Ryan Domick came out to the mound, and we talked about it for about 10 seconds or something, and it was just a little bit of a time to get a breather and fix that little issue. So after that, I was able to get into the zone and get a few outs then.
What were your first thoughts when you got to the ballpark on Monday? You see Turner Field and you see, you know, the Braves banners and just the history of that ballpark and that franchise and, you know, what the Twins and Braves have in terms of history. What are your thoughts when you were getting to the ballpark and you see what that's like?
I mean, it's hard to say from the outside. It doesn't really look like much, but then when I first walked out into the dugout to let Rick Anderson know I was there, I guess it was just pretty overwhelming just to look into the stands and see how big the stadium was, really, from field level. So that was pretty cool.
When you get to the dugout, who's the first person that you see? Is it Rick Anderson?
Actually, I think I saw Tom Berdansky first, but I'd already talked to him earlier. But when I got there, Anderson was already out in the bullpen with the starting pitcher because he was already getting ready. So I hadn't had a chance to see him. I'd seen everyone else, but yeah, I just walked around the corner, and he was sitting there, and he just said, "Hey, congratulations, how you doing?" And basically just greeted me there. So,
you know, now that you are not a complete stranger, you have a lot of the guys that are up there right now, you have been at AAA Rochester. Who are some of the guys that are there that that you have played with down there at AAA?
I guess being in spring training with all the guys, I mean, I knew everyone there, but some of the guys I played with earlier in the system, I mean, Florimond, I played with him, Dozier, Arcia, I mean, just a lot of the younger guys, Hicks, mm-hmm. I played with at lower levels, and yeah, it's good to have some guys that you've actually played with before and know a little bit better, too.
You know, it is exciting to be a member now of the Twins, but tell you what, boy, things are a little rocky right now. They've lost 8 in a row. What was the bullpen, or what was the locker room like after yesterday's loss?
I mean, obviously it's always tough, so, but we just try to keep it upbeat and just try to forget about it and go out and play tomorrow and win the game the next day, really.
Have they told you how long you're going to be with the big club? Have they said, "We want you here for a certain period of time," or are they leaving that open-ended, Caleb?
No, I don't think they don't ever say anything like that. I mean, they don't really want you thinking about things like that. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but I mean, I'm just going to enjoy every day I'm here, honestly.
Yeah, what have they told you about your role? Are you going to be the middle guy, the setup guy? What have they talked to you about that?
Nothing really yet. I mean, obviously, when the game's in hand, I mean, they have a pretty good lineup. They have a pretty good idea of who they're going to then. So I don't really know where I'm going to end up fitting in ultimately. So I'm just going to take the innings I can get right now.
I tell you what, to make your debut against a team like Atlanta, and you take a look at the lineup and guys that they have like Upton and Hayward and Freeman, those are some pretty good bats. And now you go from Atlanta, you go to Detroit, where you got two of the best hitters in Major League Baseball in terms of Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder. I mean, having that success against guys like Hayward and Freeman, a couple of the best left-handed hitters in baseball, I mean, that's only got to breed confidence for you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it helps. I mean, yeah, I guess in AAA, a lot of the guys that you face have been in the major leagues. You see a few rehab guys, so it wasn't the first time I faced a real big name like that. So, sure. I mean, that obviously helps, but no, it's fun to face guys like that. I mean, it really just shows you how you stack up, honestly. So
how many Jackrabbit fans have been getting a hold of you over the last few days?
Oh, quite a few. I mean, a lot of the guys from the current team were texting me. A lot of former players that I played with out there. So it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun seeing what they're doing this year too. So.
Well, you know, when the Twins are back in the Twin Cities at Target Field next Wednesday, you're going to have probably 436 more tickets to buy for those folks in Randolph.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there will be quite a few people there. It'll be fun.
Randolph, by the way, just north and east of Northfield, right there in Dakota County. Even Lavelle E. Neal, the Star Tribune beat writer, knows about you, and we had him on the show yesterday talking about a lot of people talking about need this Caleb Thielbar guy back with the Twins. So you got a lot of support up here.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool time. I mean, obviously, yeah, the support's been pretty overwhelming too. So I can't wait to get back to Minnesota. It'll be cool.
Hey, Caleb, really appreciate the time. We wish you the best. Good luck with Detroit this series, and then you're in Milwaukee, then back in Minneapolis. And look forward to seeing you pitch at Target Field when the Twins get back from this road trip. Appreciate it. We wish you well, and keep it up.
No problem, guys. Thank you.